This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's interesting. I'm just keeping everybody abreast as to what's going on over here. So on a daily basis, on one outlet, we'll get probably 40 to 50 to 60,000 views. I was just told by an individual that knows what he's talking about, that's now been cut in half. Do you see what's incrementally happening here, friends? Because here, folks, again, what you need to understand is they only attack those that are effective. Here, let me go over really quick. I want to go to Revelation 12. Just let's stick to the word. It's always best to do that. And I believe it's 12:17. And I want to read it for you, okay? What it tells us, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. Folks, if you're not in some sort of trial or tribulation, or you don't understand spiritual warfare because you're not in it, it's because you're not keeping the commandments of the Lord. When you keep the commandments of the Lord, that's who the dragon wars against, Satan himself. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and listen to this, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's more important. And that aligns itself with Isaiah 8:20 to a T. But I'm saying this, friends, for the very reason that this is why there's such heavy censorship, and I put this out here on a daily basis so you can understand that that censorship that's falling to us is aimed at you. They want to cloak themselves in their lies. That's why they crucified Christ, because he said in John 15, they have no more covering for their sins. Okay? And this is exactly what Christians are called to do. We're called to reprove that darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Not to play with it. And here's the thing, for all those that still don't understand Scripture, I'm going to go over to Luke 10:19. Real quick, okay? I make reference to Luke 19:10, where it says that we're supposed to seek and save that which is lost. Well, what does Luke 10:19 say? When Jesus said, it is finished, he meant it was finished. It meant that he was there now to judge the God of this world. And he was given the victory through Calvary. That's understanding the power of God unto salvation. When you look at Luke 10:19, the Bible says, Jesus telling his disciples, that's us, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Your enemies know this. And see, understand, Christians, you are called to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church is not a defensive move, it's an offensive move. And if we're truly led by the Spirit of God, we're going to be on the offensive always, not on the defensive ever, unless the Lord is shutting this up for a time through a trial or a tribulation where he wants to show himself off and glorify himself. So again, I want you to understand, friends, that we are under heavy censorship because we are telling you the truth. That's it. And if it's not true, then have an open discourse in a courtroom. No, this is what they try to avoid at all given costs. This is why they use their useful idiots to try to set a narrative on people that understand what I just told them. Those that are on the offensive, those that are making a difference. They don't attack people that are sitting there doing nothing. They attack the doers of the word and not the hearers only, who, by the way, are deceiving themselves. Okay? Just so you know, I want to get back to my point. At the end of last hour, I was talking about how Joe Rogan, the guy's Antichrist. This is the guy they offer hundreds of millions of dollars. The guy's a total rockhead. He's a total part of the problem, regardless if he knows it or not. He's a part of the problem. He's totally Antichrist. He spends time demonizing things he doesn't understand, subverting things in Scripture that he doesn't understand to his own condemnation. He's playing a very dangerous game, is what he's doing. Oh, and believe me, I've seen it 1,000 times. So, Joey, you're playing a dangerous game, bro. So regardless if you believe in God or not, it matters not. Go stand in front of a truck and tell them you don't believe in that truck because it's about to hit you. Okay? It's not a game. You're talking about eternity, Joey. Okay? The fact of the matter is if you want to have an open and honest discourse, regardless of one that you're constantly driving, then let's do it. Let's get it on. You're always promoting fights anyways. Let's make it a real one, Joey. See, the fact of the matter is, folks, these people do not want people that have the answers. And here's the thing. In my particular case, I'm not here because I applied for the job. I was not talked into where I'm at by man. Therefore, man cannot talk me out of it. Now, let me go over to what just came up in mind again. So, Galatians, and I'm going to go over to Galatians chapter 1 really quick. And I want you to hear what the Lord just put in my heart. Okay, this is how this word of knowledge keeps coming up. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Okay, let him be accursed. He said, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Then he says in verse 11, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man. Yep, that's right. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is this ministry. That is this ministry. He is who he says he is. And in learn something, and I'm talking to Joey Rogan right now, right? The guy who likes to get drunk on television and act like a fool in front of everybody and try to convince everybody he knows what he's talking about. And there's the elites again, the powers that are tolerated again, giving him hundreds of millions of dollars to lead men astray. Oh, my goodness. Oh, oh. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is what? The Bible is clear. It says the end is death. That's right. He condemns Christians. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, doesn't understand a thing he's saying, creating stuff out of thin air, and then accusing Christians of it. Okay, so he's at war with Christ. It's a war that he's going to lose, just like the rest of them. Just ask Voltaire. He has Mark Zuckerberg on his program recently. I watched just the little video of it. I can only handle so much of the guy. I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that old Zuckerberg will get on his show? Right? And he's got a free flow going on his side. He has no one to impede his way. Nope. The powers that are tolerated drive his message because it's designed to what? Confuse the people. Well, they have Mark Zuckerberg on there, you know, the alleged CEO of Facebook. It's a CIA operation, just like Snopes is, friends. Don't kid yourself. But he's on there, man. You thought him and Mark Zuckerberg were the best of friends. So the guy that's attacking free speech, Mark Zuckerberg, taking orders from his masters at the CIA, and the CIA masters taking their orders from Satan himself, right? Doing his biddings, you would have thought they were best friends. So the guy that's attacking free speech, Joe Rogan, seemed to be good friends with. Or at least having a civil conversation. It seemed like a friendly one. Like they were probably having plans to go out and have a good dinner with them and whoever else is a part of the little clan they have going on there. But I think that's quite telling, don't you, friends? Sons of Liberty Radio.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have on social media platforms, only to further prove the point. One just said that they're an admirer, in so many words, of Joe Rogan, and which explains it. You know, got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. No wonder why everybody's confused. It's been said that the greatest reason for atheism in the world is professed Christians. Yeah. Well, nobody rebuked them more than Christ did, so don't blame Jesus for what these hypocrites do. Period. Right? But what's interesting is during the break, I went over and I thought I'd go to YouTube because we were expunged by YouTube. Just to prove the point, went over to Joe Rogan. That's all I did, is just Joe Rogan YouTube. Oh, he's up. Absolutely he's up. He's had his interview with Mark Zuckerberg answering to Facebook's moderation of controversial content. I noticed that Joe wasn't censored. Okay. I also noticed that he had 2,384,333 views of those that don't know their right hand from their left hand. Okay. And it's interesting, all the things that Joe is into, like aliens and the such. I guess people like to be entertained by that fictitious garbage. Right? And the bottom line is, and again, proving the point, the world will love its own. Jesus said, you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. And yet, it's interesting how these men are loved. And they're not censored by big tech companies. Is that bothersome to anybody out there? Because it's bothersome to me. But again, does this not explain as to why this country is allowing the lights to be turned down on a daily basis? Because it's the people following these idiots that have sold their souls for the money. And again, I'm not going to sit here and just keep driving it into the ground, folks, but it's the point that we started off the second hour with the censorship that's going on here. And we've been censored by Facebook. They took down our public page, which would have been at least 3 to 4 million people right now, at least. YouTube took down our pages. Okay, we shut down Twitter a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, because of the garbage on there. And so I think the point is that if as long as you're parroting the narrative that we give you and the topics that the world wants to hear, well, then we'll put you up. If not, we're going to censor you. That is illegal in America. That is completely illegal in America. But it's happening. But again, notice the disposition of Joey with Zuckerberg. And look at who feels comfortable enough to go on that show. I think that's quite telling as well. Hey, folks, I've been told by between me and one person in between that there's certain public people that will not go on the show because they know I'm going to ask real questions. They're avoiding me at all costs. And what's interesting about this show is when someone comes after us, we give them the opportunity to get on the radio program and confront us. Like last month when we were hit by New York Times again. New York Times is trying to set the narrative, demonizing the ministry, which only goes back on themselves, friends. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, spoiling principalities and powers. But the fact of the matter is, I called the reporter. I called her and I told her, listen, I called New York Times and I called the reporter, the useful idiot, and I left a message and told her who I was. And I said, I'd like to have you come on the show and just kind of set the stage and tell everybody what I did and who I am. Because it's interesting, you never asked one question to me. Do you think they're going to call? Absolutely not. That's what this whole system's set up on, right? That's what it's all set up on. And again, people haven't figured it out. They want a little of Bradley, of the gospel, and they want a little of Joe Rogan. They want a little of their favorite talking heads that are doing nothing but spewing out a narrative that is completely untrue. And then they wonder why they're confused, right? Well, I can't. God is not a God of confusion, first and foremost. So anyways, with that said, friends, that was a little bit of a rabbit trail, but it was an important one. I want to get over to this because all day we've been talking about the leaving of the Herodians. We know what they say, but we know what they do. And the leaving of the Herodians, hey, by the way, the same thing during the times of Christ, when they said we have no king but King Caesar, it's interesting when they came to Jesus, they said that we be the seed of Abraham, but they subjected themselves to the tyrannical rule of the Romans. That's why the Christ told us, to beware of all of that. Beware of what men say. Look at how they disannul the word of God to the best of their abilities. Look at how Jesus warns us of religious hypocrites saying that they go over the world back and forth trying to what? Proselytize, making people and their children twice as much the sons of hell than themselves. Don't take it for man's word. Take it from the Lord. Because it's always pure, right? He's the one that said, be holy as I am holy. Then let's hold to his word so we can get there in Christ, right? By faith. Hebrews 12:2. Okay, so the leaving of Herodians is exactly what we're talking about today. The leaving of the Herodians brings men into bondage. The leaving of the Herodians, the leaving is the wickedness and the heretical doctrines of men in government. And Jesus in Mark 8:15 told us to beware of it. At every given step. And then he also told us to beware of it in the church. Okay, but we're talking about the leaving of Herod right now. Whatever Herod says. I just got several emails during the last break. And one of them is from Liberty One News. And it says, Trump just fired a huge shot at Biden's Gestapo. I didn't solicit this. They just came to my page and they started shooting this stuff at me. I get hundreds of them every day. But isn't it interesting that people think it's Biden's government? No, they think it's Biden's government because that's who they're submitted to right now. Again, talking about the leaving of the Herodians. Biden's government, it's not Biden's government. He's our representative. This is a limited government, and it's a representative government. So what do you mean Biden's government? It's ridiculous. It's stupidity. When I listen to these grown-ups, it's just like, really? No wonder why they hate me. And that's okay. It comes with the territory. So talking about teaching the people to submit to unconstitutional edicts, I just got this, and I want you to see it. It's on social media platforms, and it's Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. Now, I'm not saying she's not doing good things, but I'm telling you that she's ignorant. Just like this on social media platforms I'm showing you, I got this letter just yesterday, and it's on the issue of abortion. And one of the things that I keep coming up against, friends, and I hear it all day, is people coming up with new methods to undo themselves from the system. And what I do is I always in turn say, well, when it works for you, then let me know. But I never ever see those people come back to me and say, you know what, it worked, now let me show you how it works. It's never that way. The only thing that I know that works is what the Lord tells us that'll work concerning the work of our hands, that He would bless them and that He would hear our prayers. And then in spite of us, He bestowed grace upon us and He saved us from our sins. And then He gives us a heart to go out and seek and save that which is lost, Psalm 2. Okay, I get that. That's all true. I know that is a fact, and it's tangible. It's not a thing way out there. I don't need historical reference. Nope, He's alive forevermore in my life. He is who He says He is. But it's interesting. People are constantly talking about new methods of undoing this sort of system or undoing that system or undoing this sort of system. Folks, I hear it all day long. Oh, you know what? The 501c3. I hear it all the time. Versus the free church. Yep, I see what IRS publication 557 says when it comes to churches. Operate as one and then show me how it works. See, all those people that are out there spreading this information have no idea as to what they confirm or affirm. They just heard it from somebody and then they go out and spew it out and say, this is the problem. Well, what's the answer to the problem? That's what I'm looking for. We're called to bring the answers to the world. We're called to rebuild. Isaiah 58, verse 12. But what do we hear? Well, we hear a new method of this and a new method of this, and this is how this works. And all of that is good if you go back to the reference in the Word of God. How did the Lord tell you to address those issues? What did the Constitution, when perusing it, what was the resolve to the issues that you face today? I see everybody looking for a way to circumvent what I just said in following another man and giving him money to show you a system that is not yet proven to be true. That's all I'm saying, and I hear it all day long. Well, if you do this, then you know what? Then you're a part of that. And you know, if you got a Social Security number, if you got a driver's license, well, great. If it works for you, when you're done and it works for you, then come back and show everybody else how it works. But this is what I want to say, and this is, I want to just bring it to a quick culmination concerning the point that I'm trying to make here. Isn't it interesting how people say you need a portfolio concerning gold and silver? Because when the market crashes, at least you're going to have gold and silver. Oh, okay. Well, what, are you going to eat your gold and your silver? You know, if you're a part of the system, this is what they're going to do to you. If you're not a part of the system, let me tell you this. They're going to come after you first before those that are a part of the system. Because you have shown yourself to be in opposition more so than the others. What you say is ridiculous at every given step. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's concerns about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river, Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. This is USA Radio News. Between the black bars that redacted the FBI's affidavit that convinced the judge to sign the warrant to search former President Trump's Florida estate, authorities noted that they found 184 classified documents in the initial review of the boxes they recovered. They were concerned that Trump may have additional national security information based on a review of 15 boxes the National Archives recovered earlier this year. The 28-page affidavit contains numerous redactions, but indicates authorities believe that evidence will be found in Mar-a-Lago. Trump claims the documents were declassified. However, there is no official indication that to be the case. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding its users information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. The terms reached were not disclosed in the court filing, but a 60-day stay was requested for the two sides to finalize the details. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I would love to. Hey, guy, I would love to. I'm paying attention to social media platforms going back and forth. I would love to. I would love for Joey to take me to school. I would love it. I would love it. I'm supposed to keep an open mind. No, I'm not. I'm supposed to have the mind of Christ. And you want us to win him to the Lord, yet the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And yet he seems to have equipped himself with enough to combat and demonize Christians. No, that's the message he hates. It's called idolatry. Okay? And but if that happens, we will be there. We'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. I would love to be schooled by Joe. Just so you know, I'd love it. And I'm not even saying that to be sarcastic. I would love the opportunity. It just bothers me, some of the stuff people say. Okay, so let's get over to the leaving of Herod. Just recently, I got this up online. It was a Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, right, as I said during the last segment. And she had said, this is just awful. I haven't seen the bottom, but I'm just going to go there with you together, and I guarantee you that there is a fundraiser at the bottom of it. Yep, there it is right there. Okay. Okay, that's all I have to do is just go down to the bottom. I guarantee if I go to add your name, then it's going to bring me right over to offer money to her. And again, I'm not smacking her down, folks. I'm glad that she's well-intended. But, you know, the scripture is very clear that we need to be careful from do-gooders. Okay. What am I talking about? I'm going there right now. I'm just going to the Holy Ghost here, folks. Romans 7:21 says what? To the do-gooders? Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Yep, a lot of do-gooders out there. And what are those do-gooders doing? They're establishing the very system in which they make a living. Because if it was really about bringing abortion to an end, folks, it would have been done a long time ago. But it's not. That's not what it's about. It's about making a lot of money. So she goes on, this is just awful. Not only are pro-abortion elected officials like Elizabeth Warren elected, who elected her? Are you out of your mind? These are all plants. Elizabeth Warren trying to shut down pregnancy centers, but now the big abortion lobby, blood money, is colluding with big tech, Facebook, Google, Twitter, so on and so forth, to make her radical agenda a reality. This is the leaving of the Herodians. And what is she selling right now to the American people? Fear. To do what? Give her more money. The fear of men. Okay? She said, yep, will not place discriminatory warning labels on lists for pregnancy centers that provide alternatives to abortion. She said in her letter to fleece her constituents, Google is also succumbing to pressure from pro-abortion politicians to exclude pregnancy centers from its search results. You see what direction this is going, right? More censorship. I didn't know that anybody voted a representative into government to represent in upholding the laws to maintain their freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. So I didn't know that we the people put representatives in place to ensure that innocent babies in the womb are murdered. You have a government system, a very small amount, that is using blood money. Folks, by the way, they use this money, this blood money, they use it to keep them in government. That's what they use that money for, to get them reelected. That's where that money's coming from. If you're ever wondering where that money's coming from, that's why it's called blood money. They're using that money. That's the money they're stealing from taxpayers to fund Planned Parenthood. Okay, but it's also a part of genocide. But isn't it interesting? Her letter said nothing about the constitutionality of abortion in this particular case. This was just sent to me today. Why? Because it's not. It's not constitutional. And this is the leaving of Herod. This is the voice that the American people have taken heed to. How many times have I said the government doesn't have a lawful stance in assuming authority that they have a right to kill babies? Remember the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Life? The government's not put in place to murder its own constituents. That's insane. But this is what the American people have been listening to when it comes to the leaving of the Herodians. Teaching the people to submit to unconstitutional edicts. And what does it go to? It gets to the point, friends, where it's completely backwards. Isaiah 59, where now government has assumed control to give it to the big tech companies to censor anybody that disagrees with their unlawful stance. That's it. That's it. Did you know that Antoine Scalia said, a former Supreme Court justice, he said, the Constitution, when it comes to the Constitution, he said, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. No right to abortion. Did you hear that in her letter? Nope, it's not there. It's not there. Did you hear in her letter that the American people should rise up and impeach Elizabeth Warren and then prosecute her for crimes against humanity? Nope, you didn't hear that neither. You heard this is what they're doing, fear, 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 and then send us more money. You're undoing yourself, friends. Right? This is teaching the people to submit to unconstitutional edicts. I got this letter. I want to highlight this real quick. Because I'm going to get to the camps in just a minute here, friends. The camps that that have been established through executive orders, we're told, right? The leaving of the Herodians. Well, if the government said it, then it must be legal. Nope, just the exact opposite. This one came to me yesterday. After a monumental victory came a devastating setback. This is from a different person. And, of course, right at the bottom is their fundraiser. Okay. Throughout this letter, I didn't hear any reference to law in condemning the crime. I didn't hear anything in this letter condemning the individual that advocated for the murder of the innocent in the first place. I didn't hear anything about impeachment or prosecution of those people and sending the message that we will not tolerate your crimes. I didn't see that in this letter anywhere, but I did see a fundraiser. You're selling yourself out. Read Amos 5:7. It says in this letter, it says, but it gets worse. Okay? On July 11th, just a few weeks after the historic Dobbs decision, as if to suggest Roe versus Wade was disannulled by the Supreme Court, they never had the authority in the first place. 1-866-582-9933. You have a lot to say online, friends, but I'm waiting to hear from you. Tell the world about what I'm saying and how it is wrong. Okay? It says it just got worse. It says a district court judge in Ramsey County issued a radical ruling nullifying several existing pro-life laws in Minnesota. Do you see how this is completely upside down and backwards? Government doesn't have the right to advocate or sanction the murder of the innocent in the first place. It's not their job. Right? It's not their job. But again, is that in the letter? Oh, by the way, was there any reference to Article 3, Section 1, where it tells us that judges sit during good behavior? And if they don't, they're to be removed? And by the way, after Article 3, Section 1, where it says that they're supposed to sit during good behavior, it says right after that in Section 2, it says, in law, in equity, arising under this Constitution. And then if you go to Article 2, Section 3, what does it tell us? Their whole purpose is to do what? Their whole purpose, my friends, is to execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. That's what they're faithfully supposed to do. But is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. And it all falls under Article 6, Section 2, which is the Supremacy Clause, right? And we're based on the Mosaic Institution called Common Law. Did God say that government could go ahead and kill babies at will? No? Then why are you putting up with the leaving of the Herodians, friends? Because that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. Got to go back to something. I was just talking about, during the last segment, how everybody's coming up with all of these ideas. You need to get away from that system, and you need to get away from this system, that system, and every other system that man has created. Yeah, hey folks, it should have never been established. I totally agree. But I'm just curious because I see a lot of people out there selling all of these classes, telling you what you need to do to be free again. I'm just curious at the end of the day, how's that going to work out for you besides you making a lot of money from it? Because what you're going to find is in many cases you're going to get freed, or so you think, and then you're going to go out there and try to live a life, and you're going to be blocked at every given step. Am I telling you to live by man's system? That's not what I'm saying. But I am suggesting to you, because at the end of the day, do you think that if there's a war, because we already see the direction of what's going on in this country right now, the American people are under attack by their said representatives. We already know that. DHS, 72 definitions, it's the American people. We know that. Federal government's aiming its guns at the American people. Just arming 87,000 more IRS agents at who? The American people. Okay? By the way, I can't see any constitutional authority for them to do that neither. But if you're going to go along with it, then go ahead and submit yourself to more tyranny because it's coming. You can rest assured it's coming. Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. It's coming. Just like I said, it's coming, right? But at the end of the day, you know, we hear people say, you know, you need a portfolio of gold and silver. Okay, cool. It's cool to have gold and silver, right? I guess. Is that going to, when everything's shut down and you're under attack by your oppressors, do you think that they're going to ignore you because you have gold and silver? Nope, they're going to come for your gold and silver. Right? Yeah, that's what we didn't talk about. If you're not a part of the system, do you think that if there's a war, do you think when they attack their own people, because it's coming, friends, Amos 6:3, do you think that they're just going to ignore you? Nope, they're going to come for you first. Because you're in more of that, in a position of being their opposition than the average Joe that's been going along with it. I'll tell you where it stops. It stops at the Second Amendment. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. Folks, the leaving of the Herodians, they have no authority. But yet, they're establishing it as if they do. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hit this, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighted the fact that Constitution contains no right to abortion, but yet we have these organizations set up selling fear to raise money so they can make a living off it. Okay, I gave you not one letter, but I gave you two. And then the second letter was about a judge who went and did whatever she wanted to, legislating from the bench, which is illegal. But yet in these letters, you see no reference to impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. You see no prosecution after impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's like everybody's circumventing their duty that God has commanded them to do. Nope, they want to go ahead and try a different sort of system, their man-made system, as long as it creates some sort of financial income for them. They'll hold to that rather than holding to the commandments of God. I can tell you right now that your efforts are going to come to naught. And you're going to meet dead ends at every given turn until it's done the right way. The Lord's already given us provision every step of the way. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. Okay? So I proved that. And then when it comes to the Second Amendment, I just got another one where they're talking about how Joe Biden's government's coming after your Second Amendment. He can come after my Second Amendment all he wants to. I'm not disarming. Did you hear me? Folks, the Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. You give up your guns, you're done. You have a right to defend yourself. Furthermore, let me remind you as to what Samuel Adams said, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Now, if you want to listen to what man has to say, well, these ads that I get talking about how Biden's government's going to come after me, guess what? Guess what's right at the end of their little fear-mongering concerning their letter that they're sending to me? They're telling me that everything that the government's doing is illegal, but send me more money to keep me going, to keep me afloat. Now, if they're doing good work, praise God. But I can tell you right now, the only one out there concerning the Second Amendment that's the real deal is Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt, Gun Owners of America. They're the only ones that haven't compromised. I would strongly warn you against the NRA. By the way, if you haven't seen this, just to prove my point, this right here on social media platforms is a $6 million mansion that Wayne LaPierre bought. This is the guy from the NRA. Look at how the NRA has compromised your Second Amendment, friends. Isn't that crazy? It's real crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. We have rights, friends, not privileges. Joe Biden can do and say whatever he wants to say, but if it comes to my front door, I will defend myself. Why? Because I have a Second Amendment. I have my God-given rights. And the fact of the matter is the American people. You know what's funny? When I was in Nashville preaching last month, I told the people, when it comes to the Second Amendment, I told them, I said, do not disarm. They all, in the Bible Belt, they all looked at me like a bunch of sheep. Not knowing what direction to go. They look like a bunch of cows looking at a new gate or a deer looking in headlights. They're so entertained with their worldly lives, they have no understanding what it is that our forefathers did in giving us what they gave us. Matter of fact, dear friends, since I have it right in front of me, what does it tell us? This is the part that very few want to listen to, and this is the most important part. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives. Nope, in America, as long as it's someone else's life that is sacrificed, they pledge our lives, our fortunes. Nope, as long as it's not my fortune and our sacred honor. Nope, I want the honor, but I want it at the cost of somebody else sacrificing themselves for the freedoms that I have. They understand love not at all. John 15:13. They don't know what love is. Nope. They have no idea what love is in any sense of the word. When it comes to the Second Amendment, folks, you don't need to be sending in more money to people that are fighting for your rights. And I'm telling you, friends, on a first-hand experience, Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt over at Gun Owners of America are the only ones that I know that are doing the real stuff. I remember when Trump came after our Second Amendment, which he did. He created 55 unconstitutional legislative acts that undermined the Second American while he was the Second Amendment out there gloating in the fact that all of his followers were going to listen to whatever he said when he said he's the most pro-life Second Amendment president ever. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's the same thing for pro-life. We never had these issues before. What are you talking about? The most pro-life and the most pro-Second Amendment in the history of America? What are you talking about, dude? Well, the people that worship him, they don't care what he's talking about. They just love him. Because he's telling them everything they want to hear. That's right. But going back, friends, to the Second Amendment, what happened? Well, the people didn't pay attention, and now they're at the position that they're at today with another battle. So we hear from the pro-abortion people. They're not following the Constitution. They're not understanding the government doesn't have the authority in doing what they're doing. No matter how many times we tell them, the Second Amendment, they have no authority trying to disarm the American people in any sense of the word, unless they're criminals. But what do you see? You're accused of the crimes of the guilty, friends. And I'm talking to the innocent right now. It's sick, isn't it? Yeah, we have unalienable rights. That's exactly right, Bob. Exactly right. Given unto us by our Creator, not by man. Okay? So when you look at the Constitution, and I'm going to show you this right now because I want you to see it. Do you know now that we're seeing by the American Media Group, here's some more ignorance for you, all right? This is the leaving of the Herodians. They're trying to teach you the doctrines of Herod. It's a complete list of 1,000 FEMA camps, concentration camps here in America. And they said it's the road to hell, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Isn't that interesting? And then it shows a picture of all of the camps, and it shows the FEMA camps. Oh, by the way, those are our guys warring against ourselves. It's called Civil War, friends. It's talking about FEMA, another unconstitutional organization. And then it starts talking about all of the executive orders. If you're on social media platforms, there they are. 10990 executive order, friends, allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive order 10995, all government to seize control of the communications media. Executive order, executive order, executive order, executive order, executive order all the way down. I did not know that the government was put in a position to war against its own people. So all of these executive orders that they're trying to drive fear through, they're unconstitutional. But why isn't anybody talking about the unconstitutionality of what's taking place in this country, just like all of these new ideas about associating ourselves with the system of the world, so on and so forth? Because they're all illegal. They're all unconstitutional. Everybody talks about the Social Security card. It's unconstitutional. Well, therefore, it's null and void. The driver's license, it's unconstitutional, then it's null and void. All of these other things that men talk about in hopes of raising more money and getting freed up, I'm here to tell you, friends, and then if that's the case, then just declare that it's null and void and defy. And then hold the people that have created these policies which undermine the Constitution accountable to the law. That's what you fail to do. You do everything but do what you're supposed to do, Americans. And I would challenge anybody from the top to the bottom when it comes to government and the church concerning what I'm talking about right now. Marbury versus Madison, 1803, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are what? They are null and they are void. That applies to the system of man, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And this corporation that was created in 1878, that would be null and void. Yes, it is. Maybe it's time for the American people to free themselves up in the simplest way possible and defy tyrants the way that our forefathers taught us to do. What about Thomas Jefferson? He said, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in the pursuance of its powers. In other words, if it's null, if it's constitutional, the people are the power. If it's not, who's the power behind the unconstitutional orders or executive orders? If they are not congruent to the U.S. Constitution, friends, they're null and they're void. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power, the Tenth Amendment, in which their laws are supreme. Absolutely. William Davies said, the Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. So here it is, Americans. If you don't want to be the law as a republic, right? And I'm talking about a constitutional republic. Well, then guess what? You're going to lose your country. Everybody's trying to create a new system, but they're not facilitating the one that's been laid out in front of them. Thomas Jefferson said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be republican. Ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. The reason that corruption has a foothold in such a degree that it has today is because the American people have forgotten that they are the law. The majority ceases to be the law. That's how your country's taken over. So don't sit there and tell me about all these new ideas you have, folks. No, do what the Lord told you to do. Right, and keeping his judgments and his statutes by enforcing the law against these criminals and peruse the U.S. Constitution. Do that and let's see what kind of a country we come up with.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.